I'm Peter Hahn, and I lead Partner Devices and Solutions at Microsoft. That means that my team and I get the privilege of working with all of you in this room, our OEM and ODM partners, to build great stuff that customers love. We incubate new technologies, we invest marketing dollars, we do technical design in, we manufacture with the ODMs, we price, license, package. In short, we do all the functions that comprise building great devices and solutions. So today, you've heard from Nick, who talked about Microsoft's vision for opportunity, growth, and innovation in our partner ecosystem. You heard from Matt and Ann about the momentum that Windows is creating and the Windows 10 fall update and where that's going to go. So I'm going to build on that opportunity and that momentum to translate to action. What are the things that we in this room do over the next 6 months and beyond to build and sell great devices and solutions that win customers' hearts and minds? I'm going to do that in five areas that you've heard sprinkled throughout today's presentation. We're going to start with modern devices, then we're going to go to gaming, Windows Mixed Reality, Cortana, and the Internet of Things. So across both core PCs and the new frontiers of voice, vision, and thought, I'm going to share with you, of course, some of the great things we've been doing, some of the actions we've taken to build and design great products, and also some of the actions in front of us to make sure those products reach full commercial success. So let's get started with modern devices. And the first call to action here will be around how we take these products to market. If you are looking to understand our approach, of course, we have 245 million devices every year. And the partners in this room create hundreds of SKUs annually. From those hundreds of SKUs, our approach is to curate the best and the brightest to put special extra marketing investment in the channel to create that demand, create that thriving ecosystem that we talked about. In the past few years, we've created the Windows Premium Collection for those high-end PCs that have taken those 5 points of share versus Apple, and we've seen great success there. We're going to build on that approach in the coming year with the Modern Mainstream Collection. These are devices that retail for between $300 to $800 US, and it'll receive the single biggest year-over-year increase in investment from Microsoft as we make sure that we bring that Windows magic, all those great features that Matt and Ann talked about, to the middle of the market. Then we'll also bring the same approach of curated collections to the entry collection, opening price point devices, to the Windows Pro collection on the commercial side, and gaming collection and Windows Mixed Reality headsets. Of course, we'll support all kinds of different devices across this diverse and broad ecosystem, but we want to make sure that the first action that you all take is to familiarize yourself with that go-to-market motion of these collections, because this is one of the ways we'll really focus attention from retailers and channel partners, making sure that your devices sell through. So just to get started and give you some acquaintance with some of the things that will be in next year's collections, let's walk through each of the devices in consumer, commercial, and education. So the first device that I want to talk about is the ASUS ZenBook Flip S. Johnny and the ASUS team had a great press event earlier in the week where they talked about this device. It's a real powerhouse. It's ASUS's thinnest and lightest 2-in-1 device. It's really loaded with some of those exact Windows 10 hero features that you just heard described. Touch, Cortana, Hello, and Ink. And they've adopted Windows 10 Pen protocol. So it's really got this great performance in a really sleek and attractive design. Our next device, and this is, we're showing it publicly for the first time, is the Samsung Notebook 9 Pro. This is the first time it's been shown in public. It's received quite a bit of media attention and interest in this past week, but this is the first time we're showing it publicly. One of the cool particular features about this device is the pen. The S Pen is an incredibly innovative feature. You can see it's garaged here, and when you pull the pen out of the garage, it immediately triggers Windows Ink Workplace and a bunch of the features that you saw and demo. And so a really nice inking experience from this device. The third notebook that I'll show is from the Huawei MateBook X. Obviously, a lot of us are familiar with the innovation that Huawei's had in the mobile ecosystem over the last few years. Their tablets and phones have made a real mark in the ecosystem. We were very pleased to welcome them to the Windows family a few years ago when they started bringing 2-in-1s to market. The MateBook X is Huawei's first laptop. And as you can see, it's a really nice, sleek design, just over half an inch thick. In particular, one of the really nice features here is the power button. It's got a fingerprint reader embedded within it. And so when you push the button to turn on the device, It automatically reads your biometrics, it authenticates, and it's a very nice implementation of Windows Hello that eliminates the need for the password. So really nice innovation from Huawei. And the fourth and final consumer device that I'll showcase today is the Eve Tech Eve V. So this is a two-in-one, as you can see. Very, very nice form factor. Its claim to fame is that it's the world's first crowdsourced and crowdfunded device. I happened to spend some time yesterday with the CEO, Konstantin, who brought his entire team over from Finland to show it on the Computex trade show floor. If you haven't seen this device, you're welcome to come by the Microsoft booth and try it. But what was fascinating is the story behind the device. So Eve Tech has been doing Windows tablets for several years. They started getting user feedback and having a community discussion about what kind of features people wanted to see in Windows 10 devices. What started as a WhatsApp thread eventually grew into a community forum. The Eve Tech team sifted through 65,000 pieces of user feedback on what kind of features people wanted to see in their devices. So again, like a lot of the other devices that you've already seen displayed, it's got some very nice features, but it's also got some unique things. If you look here, and we have to get a little bit closer, you've got some interesting design touches, like instead of a backspace button, you see the oops button. Instead of the V key, you see the upside down, or the Eve logo. And it's hard to display on a bright stage like this, but if you hit the function V key, it actually changes the backlighting on the keyboard to shift the background color from purple to green to red to blue. So just nice, quirky personalization effects you see from that young, innovative team at Eve Tech. Really cool to see this innovation in the Windows ecosystem. So you can see a pretty broad range of form factors, hero features in our consumer lineup. This and many more are going to be showing up in those device collections I talked about. The second segment within modern devices that we'll talk about is now commercial devices. Of course, we never overlook this. A lot of us in this room follow the IDC and Gartner numbers very closely, and we know that a couple weeks ago, IDC printed year-over-year growth for the first time in 9 quarters. That was a nice milestone. Of course, we want to go much further. We want to drive that growth through every segment and geo and price band. But it really started with Pro. We've seen commercial devices coming back to life, starting to grow again on a year-over-year basis. And we really see Windows 10 as the most secure OS ever. With features like Device Guard, Credential Guard, TPM, Windows 10 Pro really brings that high security to Windows Pro devices, and we're really seeing it matched with fantastic hardware from our partners. And so the first commercial device that I want to announce here actually is the Lenovo V720. Now this is a powerhouse device that weighs under 3 pounds. It gets 10 hours of battery life. What's also amazing about this device is that even though it carries Windows Pro and has that really high-end orientation for both SMBs and enterprises, it sells for $599. So Christian Tiesman and his team at Lenovo were actually just in Seattle meeting with our engineering team, and they put out a really nice piece of innovation here with a V720. The second commercial device that I want to talk about is the Toshiba Portage X20. So this is a nice business class laptop, really elegant and sleek. As you can see, quite thin and really good form factor. One of its differentiators is a unique microphone array that provides multi-directional Cortana intake. So when you're doing conference calls, for example, using Skype for Business or another unified communications app on the PC, that multi-directional mic array allows you to sift out the different voices that might be on the conference call, the ambient noise from the voices that matter to you on the call. So really functional for those business users. This Toshiba also has a Wacom digitizer for a great inking experience. So those features that Ann and Matt talked about will really come to life. Now the third and final commercial device I'll show today is the Panasonic CF33. I think a lot of us know this brand very well. It's been around for 20 years, in contrast to something like the Eve Tech that's much newer. And this has been a brand that's really developed its niche as a ruggedized, tough device, whether for the military, police forces, fire departments, all kinds of people who are in adverse environments. And Panasonic had a really nice, Sakamoto-san and team just came through Seattle, and we had a really nice conversation with them about some of the ways they celebrated that 20th anniversary. They went and found the oldest tough book still running, and they actually found a device from 1996, the first year at launch, and it was still running amazingly. And we're seeing that continued innovation here with this year's Toughbook. Hot swappable battery that provides 20 hours of battery life. A touchscreen that works with gloves on. It's really a remarkable piece of engineering. Now, I'm going to show how tough it is by giving it a little trial here. And I was tempted to do something much more active, but you can see, even on that controlled demo, it really shows up very well and the screen is completely unaffected. So really nice innovation from the Panasonic team. Beyond consumer and commercial, of course, is also education. You heard Nick talk about our commitment to the education space with the launch of Windows 10S. And just a few weeks ago in New York City, we talked about that education solution stack. We are very committed to bringing the very best innovation to making today's learners into tomorrow's creators. That starts with, of course, the Windows experience itself. It sometimes gets lost in some of the headlines, but for K through 12 students across the world, Windows outsells its nearest competitor by more than 2x. And we're committed at the same time to building on that innovation and fending off other platforms that might come into this space. One of the ways we'll do that is through the exciting experiences you can have on Windows. Minecraft for education is used by students in over 100 countries. And so what you heard a few weeks ago and what Nick reinforced was the fact that we'll have Windows as the base OS, we'll have Windows Intune as a management solution, we'll also have Office 365 and Minecraft for education for all Microsoft EDU PCs. And so that incredible solution stack to really win the hearts and minds of students is a big part of our push in this next back to school campaign, the actions that we'll take there. And we'll pair them with hardware from a number of our partners. The first that I'll highlight here is the Acer TravelMate Spin B1. This is a really fun device. You know, of course, it's got the 360 form factor. It's got a really versatile design. It's also got the shock-absorbing rubber frame. I don't know about you guys, but I have three children who are ages 10, 8, and 4, and they'll certainly give devices like this a workout, which is exactly what it's engineered for. In addition to the shock-absorbing rubber frame, it's also waterproof, up to absorbing 330 milliliters of liquid at any given time. So you can see, you know, you can imagine a juice box like the kind that my kids drink all the time. You can pour it on the screen here, and the keyboard, and it doesn't affect the screen or the operation of the device. So really good engineering from Acer, and fun to see that innovation coming to the ecosystem. The second educational device I'll show is the Fujitsu Lifebook 727. This is a device that has a built-in stylus, just like you saw on some of the other devices, but in particular good for students who need to keep track of that pen, might be a little bit absent-minded. It also has a fingerprint reader, so you can eliminate the need for passwords. It's a great device in terms of the form factor and the price for some of those transitional years between, say, elementary school and middle school or high school. So engineered very well for an eighth grade, ninth grade type student who might have those learning needs. So across education, we're certainly committed to continued growth. The fourth area of modern devices that I'll talk about is gaming. Now, our vision here in gaming is really to enable the play in many different kinds of scenarios. The notion is that we can play the games that you want with the people that you want on whichever devices you want. So real flexibility. We want to accrue all of the assets and the value in that Xbox ecosystem and cross it over more broadly into the Windows 10 ecosystem. And so we're going to bring that to life in a variety of ways. You see the Asus ROG Zephyrus, which was just announced in the last couple of years, and it will bring to life Xbox Play Anywhere titles like Gears of War 4, Halo Wars 2, Forza Horizon 3. These are titles that were initially on the console, and it can be bundled onto devices like this Asus or some of the other gaming rigs that we're about to show. The Asus Zephyrus is 4.5 pounds, about 2/3 of an inch thick, a real monster gaming rig. It's got the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1080 graphic chip. Nick and I were actually playing with it in the Computex booth yesterday. Amazing realism and graphical polish. Really fun to play. This is a little bit hard to demo, but we'll try it on camera here. It's also got a really unique aerodynamic exhaust cooling system. So as you can see, as the flip top opens, the exhaust system opens. So you see that little changing action that lifts. And that allows the heating to vent out when you're playing those games that get you really excited. It keeps the device nice and cool. So really fun in terms of the Asus Zephyrus. The next device is the Dell Inspiron 27-7000. This is a VR-ready all-in-one that Dell announced with the Infinity Edge bezel. They've pioneered a bunch of these Infinity Edge devices on some of their consumer laptops, and they're bringing it to their gaming franchise now. This is really unique because it has the AMD Ryzen CPU. It also has far-field speech recognition. So when you want to interact with a device with Cortana from even 8 to 10 meters away from across the room, this Dell all-in-one enables that. And it starts at a relatively affordable price of $999. So priced for real performance in the gaming market. In addition to some of these other gaming rigs, we talked about Xbox Play Anywhere and the way these experiences come to life. Xbox Wireless enables the use of different accessories, like controllers, with Windows 10 PCs. We've always known how controllers work with consoles. Well, we've also designed in, we've taken actions with many of you to design Xbox Wireless in. So you see here on the Lenovo 720, this is an Xbox One ready laptop, where because of the design work done by the Lenovo team, you can take a controller and immediately control the action just as you would on the console. So really fun experiences there. The Xbox Live ecosystem is growing 13% year over year. We've talked about that publicly, and we have great ambitions to grow that services ecosystem, again, across consoles and PCs in coming years.